I have a story to tell you that is so long that it's going to take me between now and Easter, all the Sundays in between, to be able to tell you this whole story. So today, we're just going to hear the first part. George was a thief. He slept all day so that he could be awake in the night to steal things. And so this meant, because he never saw the sun, his skin was so extremely pale, it was almost like clear. And he spent so much time sneaking around and hiding that his body was cramped and bent. And because he had no friends or no family to ever make him smile, he went around with a perpetual frown on his face. One night, drawn by light from a window, he discovered a small hut. He tiptoed up to the door, and he was able to peer through a crack in the wood. Inside the hut, he could see an old woman sitting at a simple table. There was something shining in her hand. Could he be right? Was he actually seeing what he thought he was? There was a gold coin shining in her hand. And he thought to himself in that, oh, he heard himself. He heard the old woman as she sat there at the table with that shining golden coin in her hand. He heard her saying to herself, I must be the richest person in the whole world. And that's what made him think, I have got to get in there and get that gold. And he figured the easiest thing to do would be to hide outside in the bushes until the woman had to go someplace, and she would leave her hut for a little while. And while she was gone, he would sneak in and grab all the gold he could find. So he made himself comfortable in the bushes, and he kind of fell half asleep because it was dark and nothing was really happening. And then early in the morning, he heard a sharp knocking sound. There were two people at the door of the hut knocking on the door. The old woman opened it, and she listened to what they had to say. They seemed to be talking to her with great urgency. She put on her cloak, and she left the hut, closing the door, and she went off down the road with these two companions. This is my chance, thought George, and he scuttled out of the bushes, ran to the hut, pried open a window, and crawled inside. He couldn't wait to get his hands on the gold. He looked under the bed, and it wasn't there. He looked in all the cupboards, and it wasn't there. He even looked up in the rafters, up by the roof, and it wasn't there either. He looked every place he could think of to look, and he could not find the gold. Well, he thought, my only choice now is to go after that old woman. I'm going to find her, and I'm going to make her tell me where she has hidden her treasure. So we'll hear more about George's journey next week. And right now, we're going to join hands and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, yeah, find somebody stand to hold. Yeah, good. Dear God, what might make us the richest people in all the world? As we set out on a journey to discover that secret, we thank you for guiding us. We thank you for calling us forward. Amen.